hear the Grants Pass High School Marching Band and Color Guard.
It was a chilly day in New York for everyone at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, including these students from Oregon marching today. This was the coldest Macy's parade on record. The temperature dipped to just 20 degrees before it got started this morning. We hope that at least it is warm where you are today. In Jamestown, Rhode Island, Thanksgiving came a little early this year for volunteers at a community farm. About 100 of them gathered to give thanks for a bountiful harvest this year. It is an annual event that acknowledges those who help feed the poor in nearby communities. John Kalish has our story.
The Jamestown Community Farm sits on an island in Narragansett Bay just west of Newport. It includes 6 acres of fruit, vegetables, and herbs grown on land that Bob Sutton says is owned by Peter Seppi, a retired businessman in the area.
He has from day one leased it to us at no cost. He's just been a very supportive person. We don't own the land, but we say we'd like to put up a barn, and he says go ahead. And we say, well, we'd like to do solar, and he says go ahead. Without him, nothing works.
Sutton served as town administrator in Jamestown before retiring. He started the farm with his wife, Linda, in 2005. That barn he mentioned was built by local contractors who donated their time. It houses 3 green tractors, one of which was made in 1938. The rest of the farm is pretty green as well. It generates its own electricity with solar panels, and no pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers are used here.
Every building has gutters on it. We collect all the rainwater and we store the rainwater. And if it's a legitimately decent summer, we store about 6,500 gallons. That gives us the water for the farm, for the chickens.
The 2 dozen Red Star chickens on the farm have a mobile chicken coop that provides refuge from hawks. But not all the troublemakers on this rural island have wings.
All of this is surrounded by deer fence for a very good reason. The deer are probably one of our biggest predators.
Sutton walks me over to an odd sight. Dozens of pumpkins and squash wrapped in netting.
That's all deer netting. We staked it out so they couldn't get in there.
Sutton lives in a 19th century farmhouse with his wife Linda, who is quite a cook. When I visit her kitchen, she's adding cinnamon cloves and maple syrup to a dish that will be served at the annual potluck dinner later that night.
I'm making a butternut squash and apple dish, and the butternut squash is from the Jamestown Community Farm. We raised about 4,000 pounds of butternut squash this year. Now into the oven.
Trey Moutard, a local ensemble, plays foxtrots, waltzes, and rags at the harvest dinner. Trey Moutard means too much mustard. Band members are paid for their performance with a bag of veggies from the community farm.
We had a very good year this year.
The man does not exaggerate. The farm yielded more than 13 tons of produce this year. Volunteers pay $1 a pound for veggies, and members of the public can buy produce on Saturday mornings during the summer and fall. But the vast majority of the farm's bounty is given away to feed the poor in the nearby cities of Providence and Newport.
If I said to people that volunteer, we're not going to give it away anymore, we're not going to give it to the food banks and the meal sites, the next day, there wouldn't be a soul there. The reason people do it, and the reason that people feel good about doing it, is where it goes.
One of the places where it goes is the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Newport, which got more than 2,000 pounds of produce this year. Nancy Harton is the center's director of hunger services.
I'll take a client through the food pantry when Bob has just made the delivery, and I say to them, see this? This just came from the farm. This is right from the farm today. He was just here an hour ago.
Produce also goes to Macaulay House in Providence, which serves meals to more than 200 people a day. Barbara Haynes oversees the operation.
He gives us so much that they're able to, after lunch, go outside and we have a table set up. And they can fill a bag with a couple of tomatoes and eggplant, carrots, onions, potatoes. And it was so cool to see these people leaving with fresh produce. Because I'm sure it's not common that they would have fresh produce in their house.
Among the community farm volunteers who attended the harvest dinner was Barbara Roberts, who describes herself as a semi-retired cardiologist. She planted a whole lot of beans this spring.
I grew up as the oldest of 10 in a family that was pretty poor. It was one of the reasons we raised our own chickens and had a big garden. And then I became a doctor, so obviously I was lifted out of poverty. But giving back to the community, particularly those who are less fortunate, is something that I think we are all obligated to do if we're fortunate enough not to be impoverished.
Dr. Barbara Roberts, one of more than 100 people who volunteered at the Jamestown Community Farm this year. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.